their local ads.
But apparently, he's woken up. Why didn't you yell for me?
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I did!
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo, New FM.
Oh, good morning, Crevo.
Good morning, Meg.
Did you swim to work this morning?
Oh, no, not quite. It was like a tiny break in the rain.
Yeah.
And that I didn't, like, normally when it's, like, been pouring the last few days, the driveway down the side of my house has been so squishy and squelchy, you know.
Oh, yuck.
There's, like, water sitting on the concrete. But this time, not so much.
You're lucky because you wear, like, sneakers.
Yeah.
I wear sandals everywhere.
I'm not sure why.
It's either that or Ugg boots at the moment because I have a really nice pair of boots that I've decided they're broken now, so I can't wear them.
Oh.
And so when I was walking out this morning and I had to walk on a little bit of grass, the same thing, and it goes under your feet and you're like, ah!
Something so gross. About it. Well, hey, this is a small complaint compared to what people are going through with
the
water.
I know, right, exactly.
Jeez, it is so bad out there.
Big thank you to the SES for working so hard at the moment to keep people safe. You're doing such an amazing job.
And just, they're getting about, you know, people need stuff, you know, where power's out, fuel for generators, all that sort of stuff has been happening. And, yeah, we're very thankful.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone else we're very thankful for is Jess in the newsroom keeping the Hunter updated, like, 24/7 at this point. Jeez, you're doing a good job.
Oh, well, I mean, it's our job, isn't it?
It is your job, but in times like this, people need information, and you're doing so well. It's the most comprehensive newsroom in Newcastle and the Hunter.
No doubt. And also on our Facebook page, thanks to Jess as well, there's like a big update with all the information that you need.
Yeah, updating from like 4:30 in the morning, every morning. It's incredible.
Make sure you check that out.
Have you got a coffee at least, Jess?
I've had one so far. A double shot.
You are buzzing, that's why.
Novos, for live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
The only place in Uwe where you're going to get the most comprehensive flood update is with Jess. What's going on overnight?
So, overnight there were a couple more evacuation warnings the SES put out in the Hunter to Millers Forest and Duckenfield. They're sort of on the edge of the Port Stephens LGA, sort of near Thornton and Maitland. The Singleton Township still has an evacuation warning in place as well.
Very interesting because that started yesterday.
Yeah.
I half expected by maybe 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, it would have been escalated to a full
evacuation.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well. The Hunter River at Singleton looks like it's going to peak this morning at 13.8 metres.
Wow.
I believe like the levee is 14, so if it overtops, then obviously we're going to be in a bit of trouble there.
Mm. Yep.
Maitland is still rising as well. We're expecting the Hunter River to continue going up there as well. We saw late yesterday the floodgates near Maitland Station.
Yeah, I saw that.
Were shut, so that's part of council's, you know, flood mitigation, I guess, to try and protect infrastructure, to try and, you know, control flood water as much as you can control flood water from not going into places.
Does closing those two little gates do much? Like,
it does make a difference. It's sandbagged as well, and it is also working with things like levee banks. It's part of a whole bigger plan.
Yeah,
right. That's good.
We had some more evacuation orders. So we had Tuncurry and some low-lying areas of Bulladela as well, yeah?
Yeah, so they were evacuated last night. A number of low-lying areas in Bulladela, such as Richmond Street, Stewart Street, Stroud Street, Jackson Street, Rotary Park on the banks of the Mile River, the Showground.
Oh, wow.
And as you said, Tuncurry as well. Low-lying areas there were evacuated too.
Jeez.
Hopefully the rain just subsides a little bit today.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to tomorrow, let me tell you.
Exactly.
Day off.
Yeah.
Day off from the rain. Is it set to come back on the weekend? Or?
No, I don't think so. We're meant to have a reprieve for a couple of days, but all of the water that has fallen has to settle somewhere, so we're still going to see rises in the rivers right around the valley and all those sorts of things.
So in other words, keep driving to the conditions because the roads might be a little bit worse for wear after all this rain.
Oh, yeah. All those potholes that were field. I noticed this morning on my drive, they're all back.
Of course they are.
Yeah, every single one. Now, the bees as well are in trouble this time. What's going on there?
Yeah, so still problems with varroa mite. There's now 28 properties across the state that have an infestation. Berry Park, Heatherbrae, Seaham and Hinton were some new detections yesterday. These all stem from the Port of Newcastle, which was the original infestation coming up to probably a fortnight ago now. So DPI still keeping a very close eye on this one, still eradication zones in place and things like that, with all of the floodwater too. If you do have bees, you are allowed to move them to higher ground, but you can't move them back to where you move them from when the water subsides.
Yeah.
So there's a whole lot of rules and things you need to follow, whether you know you're Fred with a one beehive in his backyard or whether you're a business. So
in other words, contact the DPI if you're unsure.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
The fact that I said I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
Creebo, I've got to ask you.
Yes.
Have you seen the show Bridgerton?
This might surprise you, but yes, I have.
Is it your thing? Are you into it?
So what I... sort of. Yeah. I like a bit of it, and I do like that there's a lot of good antiques in it.
Of course.
So, because they set the settings and everything, they do a really good job of. I think a lot of the outside cinematography is CGI.
Yeah, okay.
But the rooms are really well dressed and have great furniture.
Hey, Jess, are you into Bridgerton? She's gone.
Out reporting a flood.
Probably. Yeah. Now, well, Bridgerton's been blamed for certain things happening right around the world. Now, obviously, Bridgerton, I'm pretty sure, dropped when we were in lockdown.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people, the consequences of watching Bridgerton during lockdown, very interesting.
What do you mean, the consequences?
Oh, the consequences. There are consequences, Creeper.
The Novos.
And a lot of people obsessed, still to this day, with this. Now, Creeper, you said to me this is the music from
Bridgerton.
Yeah,
it is. It's like the theme song or whatever it is.
I've never seen the movie or TV show in my entire life.
It's sort of like... I don't know, like a fantasy version of The Crown or something.
So I haven't seen that either.
Okay, well,
I don't
no reference points for this then.
No. I've seen plenty of memes. There's apparently a really, really hot
You've
guy.
Seen memes.
I've seen memes and other women frothing over this show.
Oh, yeah. It's quite raunchy, actually.
Well, this is where I'm going with this. So basically, the consequences of watching Bridgerton in lockdown have apparently caused multiple pregnancies amongst women across the globe.
Oh, because they just got super horny.
Yes.
From watching it, and they're like, grab their men or whatever, and hey, come into the bedroom.
So there was a story about this woman. She's like the rest of the nation. I found it romantic, sensual, and compelling. And then she was immediately hooked with the Netflix show, with all the saucy and raunchy scenes having quite an impact.
Oh, well, yeah, brace for impact indeed.
9 months after binging the 19th century Regency drama, her daughter was born. And then apparently she's announced this and said, oh, look, it only really happened because I got a bit hot and heavy.
Horny from Bridgerton.
Horny from Bridgerton. And then the floodgates opened with people going, yeah, me too. I got pregnant because of Bridgerton.
Bridgerton babies. Who knew?
And what are the odds all of those babies have a name from Bridgerton?
Yeah, oh, no doubt. And I can't even remember all the names because, like I said, more focused on the antiques because they do a great job of that.
So one of the babies that was born was named Felicity. I don't know if there's a Felicity in the show.
Probably.
Another baby that was born was called Rupert.
Sounds like it's from the time of the show. You know, old-fashioned names. It's that sort of thing.
Yeah, but they're saying they don't leave much to the imagination. My husband enjoyed how much I loved this show. I bet he did, babe.
Yeah. He was loving it. He was hardly watching, but he was thrilled that the series was back.
It's so funny, though, because, like, I watch Sex and the City on a regular basis, but I don't feel the need to... I'm assuming it must be very different.
Oh, yeah. Well, sort of. It is, yeah. It's, like, pretty raunchy.
There's probably more sexy time in this show than there is in Sex and the City.
I would say there would be, because there's less about the shoes and stuff and more about the, you know, the raunchiness.
The raunchiness.
It's like an adult version of Gossip Girl set in the past. That's how I'd describe Bridgerton.
This is the official Crevo review of Bridgerton. Yeah. Now, I know a lot of people, because I never watched Game of Thrones either, but apparently Game of Thrones is quite raunchy
as well.
Yeah,
it is as well.
Very brutal and violent.
Less sexy, I reckon.
Do you reckon there were many babies born after Game of
Thrones? Not as many. I think that's more... You have to be... I don't know. If you were into that from Game of Thrones, that's a little bit weird, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Wasn't there,
like, incest or something?
Yeah, that was definitely
I don't think that's happening in Bridgerton.
No, it's not. It's more just the rich and elite. Like I said, you know, similar to Gossip Girl, the rich and elite going at it, basically.
It's not really my type of show, but should I give it a go?
Well, I don't know.
I'm not looking to get pregnant.
I was going to say, you don't want kids, I thought,
No,
so it's probably not the show for you.
But I'm interested to see why it's so fascinating.
Okay.
So you've heard how raunchy it is,
and now you're keen to watch.
A little bit, not going to lie.
Oh, well. Yeah. You should watch it and report back.
I will.
You don't have to watch for long. I think, like, the first couple of episodes, they're all getting it on already.
All right. Well, you know what? Tonight, or this afternoon, I might go home and watch myself in Bridgerton. I'll report back tomorrow.
Good. I like that. Hey, yesterday, Meg, after the show, you bought a Kit Kat for a little energy boost.
Well, we were talking about Kit Kat. They were giving a job.
The job, and then it inspired you.
By the way, it's sitting in my handbag. I haven't touched it yet.
Yeah. Okay, well... It was interesting because I brought up a fact about it, this little insight into how they advertise, and you're like, that's a bombshell, Crevo. You got to talk about that on the show, and that's exactly what we're doing next. So after the show yesterday, you purchased yourself a Kit Kat. Was that from the Tasty Truck?
It was from the Tasty Truck.
Yeah, classic Tasty Truck.
Couldn't help myself.
Delivering the goods.
You were telling me how Kit Kat are looking for testers.
That's right. So they're looking for taste testers. Cool job, right?
I need that in my life.
But what I was telling you about Kit Kat is when they advertise, they have this, like, thing that they try and push, which is when you have a Kit Kat, you shouldn't share it with other people. Now, they often show two people eating Kit Kat, but what they don't show is breaking it off the same Kit Kat.
They've got one each.
Or they'll both, like, eat Kit Kat, but you don't see them sharing the same Kit Kat.
You said this to me yesterday. I've never noticed this before.
Because what they're trying to encourage is for everyone to buy their own Kit Kat.
Yeah, because I was talking to you about it yesterday. I love a Kit Kat purely because you can split it into four. So it's not like you're eating a whole chocolate at once. It's like you're eating four different chocolates at different times. Although I've seen the photos of people who... they've decided to not go with the Kit Kat way of life. And they've eaten it like a normal chocolate bar and taken a bite out of all four sticks. I'm like, degenerates.
Something wrong there. So they often, like, there's a lot of the ads they do, I don't know if you remember this, but they, like, have, like, the girl out exercising by herself out for a run. She stops.
Nah.
She sits down in her activewear and has a Kit Kat by herself.
Okay.
And then whenever you see, like, I've just been scouring, like, Kit Kat ads all over the world.
Yeah.
You visually do see two people, sometimes, like, lovers or something, having a Kit Kat, but they don't show them breaking it off the same one because they're trying to discourage sharing. They want everyone to buy their own Kit Kat.
This is the equivalent of not sharing your Netflix password.
That's right.
Get your own Kit Kats. Buy your own Kit Kat. Don't share it.
And buy more Kit Kats. Their advertising department is genius. It's just fascinating.
It actually blew my mind when you said this to me yesterday, because I thought back to all the Kit Kat commercials that I knew, and I'm like, yeah, right, I've never seen someone share a Kit Kat.
Often it's like, or the other thing that they'll do is there'll be a couple of people in the scene. I remember there was, like, a New Zealand one where it's like an old wizard type Lord of the Rings type guy that needs an energy hit or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's him, but the other guy's telling him to eat something and then he eats it himself. He breaks off the Kit Kat eats it himself. So he doesn't even share it with the guy that's told him to eat a Kit Kat.
Because the Kit Kat is so tempting, Krivo.
I know.
He couldn't help himself.
And they've obviously realised if we tell people to share, they will, and they won't buy as many Kit Kats.
You're making me want the Kit Kat that's sitting in my handbag. I'm not going to lie.
It's time to break it open, man. No need to share, though.
Well, I was going to offer you some, but I'm not allowed to, according to Kit Kat.
Exactly.
The Novos. They're local
ads. And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Puff Daddy, then Puff, then P Diddy. It's Diddy gone.
Did he change it? Did he not?
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Krivo.
Only on Newcastle's new FM.
I have to say it's a very happy day for us. Producer Jackson is back on deck.
Hey,
good morning. Back. Just full heads up, I don't have any headphones on, so I can't hear you. Someone stole my headphone jack, so don't blame me. Blame the new FM thief.
All right, well,
let's try and sort that out.
We'll sort that out for you in the meantime. But it is lads versus lasses time right now. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. Of course, you're playing for that delicious $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre. They just celebrated their sixth birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites from the deli available daily. We know how this works. Mm. Three questions. They're male-based and then female-based. You obviously get the opposite sex's questions. If you get more right, you score yourself the voucher. The lads sitting on 53, the lasses on 52. You got to get involved, though. 13-10-09 if you want to win that voucher.
Yeah, this is it. Come on, guys. We need an excellent man today.
If we can tie the scores up today, that means we're going into like a tiebreaker, if you will, tomorrow.
Lads on 53. Come on, boys.
Yeah, let's push
this lead ahead even further.
If you want to play, I know you do. 13-10-09. We're going to do it after Kevin Little. Turn me on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Meg and Krivo.
The Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
Okay, very simple game. All you got to do is get the most questions correct and you walk away with a $50 Gamble and Brown voucher for Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre. They just celebrated their sixth birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites from the deli available daily. Deliciousness overload.
It's so good, right? The food there is amazing.
And very easy to win too.
Oh, absolutely. Just got to get the most questions. Shall we meet our first contestant?
I think we should.
All right, who do we have first?
We're going to Justin. He's a baker in Wall's End. Once got robbed by a hooker in Miami.
Oh, my
Justin,
God.
Come on. What happened here? You need to tell us the story.
What happened? Me and a mate were out in Miami just having a good time, and then these couple of girls said, did we want a good time? So, yeah, sure. I took them back to the motel, whatever, had a bit of fun, and then woke up in the morning to check out, and I had $500 taken out of my wallet. Didn't even realise.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was an expensive lot of fun.
Doesn't matter. It's still a good story.
It is. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, probably not going to be as good as winning Lads vs. Lasses. I'm not going to lie, but we can try. All right.
Meg, Justin will be dining out on that for the rest of his life.
Yeah, possibly. All right, let's get into your questions. Hey, question one. It's multiple choice. Which actress is behind the Pure Bloom perfume? Is it A, Angelina Jolie, B, Sarah Jessica Parker, or C, Drew Barrymore?
Oh, God.
Sarah Jessica Parker. All right, question two. The clothing store Lorna Jane sells what type of clothing?
Oh, like gym wear.
Yes. You got
That's the one. All right, question three. You've already got one on the board. Well done. In a fruit tingle cocktail, the alcoholic elements are vodka and which other liqueur? You can see it. You can see it.
Yeah, the purple ones. I used to drink with Archie Pub all the time.
Come on. You know what it's called?
I've got nothing.
Blue Curico, Justin.
Oh, far out. I still want to give it to him because of his story.
Yeah.
Hey, next is Donna. It says today's payday and with tomorrow off, her week's going great. Hey, Donna, how are you doing?
I know, I'm good. How are you guys this morning?
Oh, brilliant. Now I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I know. I'm a repeat offender.
All right, let's... Donna loves her own joke more than anything.
You know, I love yourself, Donna. I love it. Love it for you. Yes, babe.
Let's get into your questions. Number one, what does the shop Saddington's sell around the Hunter region?
What? Saddington's?
say that again?
What does the shop Saddington's sell around here?
Saddington.
Would it
be horse equipment?
What? What? Horse equipment? No, it's timber and hardware and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, number two. The work van model, the Traffic, is made by which car brand?
Traffic?
I've never heard of this.
Oh, they're all around.
I haven't seen it.
Take a stab, Donna.
Say the question again for me. Sorry.
The work van model, the Traffic, is made by which car company? No, it's Renault.
All right, Donnie, you need this one to stay in the books.
Okay.
What is the brand Saint Morta known for making?
Saint Morta? Oh, my God, you're killing me today.
Come on, Donna, take a stab.
Have a guess.
Plumbing equipment?
No, it's all a lad's clothing, men's clothing.
That means we are going... to Justin.
Yeah, boy. Easy done, eh?
Well easy done. $50 for gambling round coming your way. Coffee on you, my friend.
Absolutely.
Well done.
Easy good. Done. That's exactly what that hooker said when she took that money. Easy done.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Up next, we talk about maths a bit on this show.
We do.
But... this is fascinating because I don't know if you remember this character like
she was a character.
It was a character, Ella Ding.
Yeah,
from last season. Yeah, she's jumped on a bandwagon selling an adult product.
Of course,
this
she
is
has.
Not an OnlyFans situation.
Surprisingly.
This is a different type of adult product. So, math stars often when they get off their show, they think, right, we're going to get my own show or some other way of making the big cash, movie roles, etc.
Exactly.
Often those don't come straight away.
Podcasting, radio, whatever comes naturally.
Exactly. However, there's other businesses they try and get involved with. Sometimes they're on your. I don't know, like they're trying to TV ads for small businesses, et cetera.
Even just like Instagram videos and all that kind of stuff. Not even necessarily like TV.
And as time goes on, they realise when those opportunities dry up, got to come up with some other way of making money.
Of course you do.
Can't live on the good looks forever, right? So Ella Ding from the last season, she's gone into one of the other businesses that math stars like to get involved with, the old adult toys.
So it's a thing amongst, I think, maths contestants yeah. and the Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants.
Exactly. Once they're done with that, for some reason, they seem qualified to sling adult toys. Now, she's got on it and she's selling some of the Voosh ones, the vibes there.
Yeah, yeah.
And she offers them like some special discount or something as well. Of course, there's a discount code. If there's a math star, there's a discount code on their Instagram. You can be sure of that. And yeah, she's saying it's a move to empower singles everywhere. Because herself, she's not been having great luck after it was almost 9 years she didn't have a partner there for.
I was going to say, I'm just putting it out there, an adult toy doesn't really empower me.
Okay.
Like, and she's like, empowering people. I don't see an adult toy and go, that's going to empower me to be a great woman.
I think that's just their way of selling it without seeming so gross.
Yeah, true.
They without just saying, this is a real fun time.
A fancy spin on an adult toy.
They're trying to make it, I don't know, seem more woke, I guess.
Yeah.
And sell them that way. They're just what they are. What they are,
it's a cheeky adult toy. It's not going to change your life, babe.
It's not going to make you a better person.
No. Well, good luck to her.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I'm going to say. Good luck to her.
If she can sell a bunch of them and make some cash, I guess that's what she's in it for. The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Do not mix this with alcohol. And what do they do? Jager bomb.
The Novos.
Real big bowl of cereal you're having there, Meg.
Local as New FM.
All right, Crevo, I've got to pull you up with something.
Okay.
So we park next to each other here at work.
Yeah.
And basically we leave at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed something in your car. Now, your car's always quite full, always with stuff at the shop.
Yeah, always getting stock.
Yeah, Crevo's at Clyde Street, Hamilton North. It's looking a little bit It doesn't look like stock in the back. It's looking like a tip.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
So my concern is, because normally it looks like fully stocked with things that you'd sell at the shop, it's looking like stuff you're actually going to take to the tip, and it's looked like that for about a week now. What's going on? Because you're normally quite clean.
Well, the front as well. I don't know. I'm just so busy. You know, things... You know, if I finished with a can of drink or something.
Throw it in the back.
Or in the footwell next to me, yeah. You know, food wrappers. I'm always on the go. Like, I'm never stopping.
My car's normally pretty friggin' bad. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yours is normally quite good. I'm starting to worry. Are you okay?
Oh, I'm just so busy. I don't know. I need to clean out my car. I know this. It's a bit of a skip at the front. It really is.
13:10:09. Commiserate with Crevo. Do you have a skip for a car?
Like, especially, I think, in the passenger seat footwell is a classic place that stuff just gets chucked.
See, I always throw my handbag down there, so there's never any room for any junk. It's all in the back seat.
Right. The back seat for you.
Do you know someone who's got a skip for a car, or do you have the skip for a car? 13:10:09. We'll take your calls next. Double pass up for grabs to the Knights versus Bunnies tomorrow night at McDonald's Jones Stadium.
Good.
Best caller today gets that double pass. Hit us up. 13:10:09. We'll take your calls.
The Novos.
That's nasty.
Disgusting. We're talking about your tip of a car, Crevo.
Yeah,
what
I
are
know.
You doing?
Oh, I'm just too busy to clean it out. I will clean it out. It just needs to be done. It's one of those jobs I keep putting off.
Is there wildlife growing in there or something?
No, there isn't. It's funny you say that, though. When I first moved to Sydney years ago, I was sharing a house, of course, as you do.
Yeah.
And this guy moved in who's like a friend of a friend, and he just moved to Sydney as well.
Yeah.
And he bought for $400. A Daihatsu Charade,
oh,
I think it was.
Oh, little tiny car.
So tiny. I don't know how he got it that cheap, but it was already, like, pretty trashed when he got it, so he treated it terribly because he paid so little for it.
Okay.
And we were living in, like, the inner west of Sydney, which at that time was, like, a little bit rough around the edges.
Yeah.
And he just have all his food wrappers and, like, food in there and all sorts of stuff because he'd just, like, drive it to work and that was it. Never serviced it or anything.
Oh, yeah, okay.
One time we went to get in it to go somewhere because he was probably designated driver, to be honest. It was one of those, like, a day at the pub or something.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, we opened the door, like the passenger door to the car, and a rat jumped out.
No!
It hopped out of the car. We never let him live that down.
Absolutely
to this day.
Not. So I had an auntie and uncle that used to come and visit us. They lived in Sydney, and they'd come up maybe once or twice a year, if that, right?
Yeah, rarely visited.
And growing up, we didn't have a car, so when they'd come over, they'd offer to take us like to the shops or something like that if we needed anything. And it was always interesting because they were very similar. They basically used the car as a garbage disposal unit.
Terrible.
I'm being honest. But it was not, it wasn't anything in particular. Like, it wasn't like rubbish. It was always bottles and cans.
Oh.
Okay. So the thing is, you get into the back seat of their car and you would have to sit with your knees up.
What?
Like, imagine you were sitting down on a really low kid's chair. That's what it felt like because the, like, 30 centimetres of where you put your feet
footwell.
Is cans and bottles.
Oh, God. Did they have return and earn
back
then?
They didn't have return and earn back in the 90s, no.
I didn't think so. So why were they saving them?
I don't know. Maybe they just couldn't be bothered. I'm not 100%
sure. They were just
sure.
That weird aunt and uncle.
It was always weird getting in that car, and sometimes you avoided it because you're like, I'm not going to be able to fit in with all the cans and bottles.
As much as I want to go to the shops, I don't want to go that much.
At least you're not at that level, Crevo.
No.
Take yourself to car lovers. Clean the car
out. I've got
to
sort it out today. It's getting out of control.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
I have details as to why Wendy Williams fans are outraged. Also, too, did Kesha really have sex with a ghost? She's clarified.
Ooh. Oh, very good.
All right, we'll get the details next.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time now with Jackson? What have you got for us up first?
Let's crank this up.
Live from New York City, it's the Wendy Williams Show.
I'm a fan, Jackson.
Officially, like officially wrapped up. And fans real mad because with the wrap up comes the entire deletion of the catalogue of Wendy Williams shows and social media accounts like YouTube.
Really?
So, like, we don't have a back catalogue anymore.
That's so, no good.
What was the network that she was on?
I'm not 100% sure of what that was, but I used to love going onto YouTube and watching her just, like, sledge people for an hour and a half.
I was
going to
say, because surely they would keep the back catalogue on, like, their streaming app or something.
Nothing.
Like that. Gone?
Everything's gone. They have wiped it clean. So.
Do you think they're trying to, they're, like, going to, like, save that away and then sell it to Stan or something?
There's potential for it, but I think that they're trying to do it to completely separate Sherry Shepherd from Wendy Williams. Like, if we just erase her and the memory of her, it's probably easier for fans to move on and forget Wendy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's potentially, like, ownership rights too on her end. You know, I'm pretty sure she owned, like, a lot of her show and just sold it to the network.
Right, okay. Yes, so they can't use it without her permission.
So there is a potential that Wendy Williams could sell the show.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting. Yes. Apparently, Kesha is having relations with a ghost.
Well, there was that rumor. She did spark the rumor a couple of years back that she said she had sex with a ghost.
What's going on there?
She's completely clarified.
I was in Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, and I had something wake me up while I was in bed with my boyfriend at the time, and it was like a touch down the body, and I was like, what is, and it was like a gentle wake up, and I woke up and looked at the end of the bed, and there was an apparition of a woman. So, full disclosure, I never actually, like, slept with a ghost, but she did wake me up in a very sensual way.
I'd be getting a full exorcism after that.
Babe, get some
just
sage.
Not for me.
Sage your house. No.
The ghost has been fiddling her.
Ugh.
Oh, that is just... Okay, that's enough. That's enough of that. Oh, my God.
Well, that's what she's saying.
Yeah, that's what she said. The ghost touched her in a sensual way.
That is weird. Kesha, what's going on, babe?
Yeah, she's a weird one. Thanks for that, Jackson.
Thank you, Jackson.
The Novos. Right across Newcastle and Hunter.
I did!
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
New FM.
All right, what I want to do up next, Crevo, 13-10-09, did you spend a lot of money on the pet? So a friend of mine did a little shared a post on Facebook the other day on this day saying the first time that she met her bird at the pet shop, right?
Okay.
And she goes, I looked at him and I realised I needed him in my life. A little son, Conua, he's absolutely beautiful.
I don't know, what's that? What's the
yellow. He's yellow bird.
He's gorgeous. Small yellow bird.
Small yellow bird. Absolutely gorgeous. I'm in love with him. I think he's beautiful. $450.
For a little bird?
So apparently she walked in, dropped the deposit down. I thought, you know what? I did the exact same thing. So I went to the Pet Shop Boys in Mayfield. This was many years ago, like 5 years ago. Walked in, and all I went in there for was to buy some seed for my birds, like the fancy one. And I looked at this little bird. She'd been dropped off, like, apparently an hour before. I fell in love. And the girl's gone, she's about $480, love. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't do that. And then I took a photo, showed my ex-fiancé, and he's gone, we need her. We need her in our life. So we went back that weekend, and they've tried to up the price on us.
Really?
$480. We walked out with her. We couldn't help it. She was
so expensive.
She was adorable. Now, whether it was just you spending a lot on food or you spent a lot, like $8,000 on a puppy, we want to know. 13-10-09, what did you spend on the pet? We've got tickets up for grabs to the Knights versus the Rabbitohs tomorrow night at McDonald Jones Stadium. Got to get involved. 13-10-09. Make me feel a bit better.
Jeez, it's so much money.
About spending $480 on a bird.
Surely there's people who have spent more, though.
Most likely.
The Novos. I'm an
We are asking on 13-10-09, what did you spend on the pet? A friend of mine was so happy. She met this perfect little bird out of the blue, but it was $450.
So
and she's
much
like,
money.
Couldn't help myself. Put the deposit down. I've done the same thing. A $480 bird. She got my heart.
$480. See, when I remember distinctly going into a pet shop as a kid and seeing these budgie birds or whatever they are. They're like $20.
Nah, this wasn't a budgie. This was a Latino lorikeet.
What even is that?
So she's
just
a little
get a budgie
red,
there.
No,
exactly.
A red and yellow lorikeet. She was I'll show you a photo.
All these squeaky little birds are the same.
They will grab your heart. When you finally meet my birds, Creevo, you'll understand. let's go to the phones. Daniel in Cessnock. Hey, Daniel.
How you going?
Good. What did you spend on the pet?
Well, it wasn't me. It was actually my wife.
Yeah.
About 6 years ago now, same scenario. We were actually breeding cockatiels as well.
Oh, yeah. You've got my heart already.
Went in to get some food. We walked out with a $2,500 double yellow-headed Amazon.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's his name?
Charles.
Oh, my Charles. Yeah. Sorry, that makes my day.
$2,500 for some sort of parrot thing, is it?
Yeah, it's a black macaw, big macaw.
Oh, I know. I know the Amazon. Yeah. I love them. They're gorgeous. Yeah. There's one at Hunter Valley Wildlife Park.
Yeah, and it's got such a good vocabulary.
Yeah, they sing and everything.
Oh, yeah, yep.
What can it say? What have you taught it to say?
Oh, well, a few obscenities.
That's what you do with them.
It'll call our dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And it'll repeat it back.
Now, do you regret spending $2,500?
No.
There you go. Thank you, Daniel.
Wow. For a single parrot thing.
I love that. Daniel and his partner are my type of people. Let me put it out.
Bird people.
Yes. We're crazy.
That you are. You're just saying things now. Now, for this next story, this is interesting. This guy's taken off, like just run away with 5 years worth of pay from his company. Now, he didn't steal it. They put it in his account. Mm. And then he's gone, you know what? I don't think I want to work here anymore. I'm just going to run away. This is an amazing story. Imagine that. Like 5 years worth of cash just drops into your account from your employer.
I was going to say, if that happened, I wouldn't be here right now.
The chair would be spinning. That's how fast you'd be leaving.
Hey, we'll get into it next.
The Novos.
All right, fascinating story, Meg. And a bit of a conundrum that a lot of people would be put in. Because this guy, he worked for a trucking company in South America. And his normal wage, not that high. So he made about $790 a month.
Okay.
So like $200 a week.
Yeah.
Like this guy's working hard for the money, not making that much.
Mm.
And normally that would be at the end of the month, he'd get transferred his pay into his bank account, the $790. Instead, they transferred $260,000. So basically about 5 years worth of pay all in one go. Now, instead of just ringing up the company and paying them back.
Good old payroll.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I just think you've made a bit of a mistake. He's decided to leg it. He's just basically run.
It all depends on where you are as well. Like certain countries, there might not be any rules that he has to pay that back.
Well, I think he probably would, or at least the company would be pretty upset about what's happened.
Especially when you think, if you're thinking 230 something times his wage or whatever it was, 260 times his wage?
Yep.
That's 260 workers.
Yeah, that's right. Now, imagine just for a second though, you're the person that accidentally put the numbers in wrong at payroll. Think about that sinking feeling when you realise what has happened and what's gone wrong.
Managers call him, you have some splaining to do.
Exactly. And do you call the guy directly and go, hey, man, I think it's been a bit of a mistake. Can you please send the money back? Good luck. He's gone.
I would hate to be the one.
He's never been heard from again. So he did resign. He's resigned from the company via his lawyer.
Of course he did. Look, there's no legal ramifications of him keeping that money.
This is the thing. It is a legal battle now. So the company that does it, they're like trucking and meat production or something like that. Something boring. But they said they're trying to get the money through legal action against him, and he's trying to keep it through legal action. So he's paid this lawyer. Obviously, he's got the cash too.
Yeah.
And he's trying to just hold on to it. They haven't arrested him yet. I'm guessing it's like maybe a little bit of a dicey part of the law.
If that happened at the job I worked at, I'd be like, bye-bye.
See you later. It was nice working with you.
Yeah.
If you ever don't turn up, Meg, I'll know why.
Now you know what. It's either I won lotto or work accidentally paid
overpaid
me 5 years worth of my wage in one go.
Thanks. The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Creevo.
The fact that I said I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as New FM.
Now, Kruber, all the photos that have been coming out from the floods, devastating. Yeah. And there's one in particular that's been shared a lot on social media by a lot of different people, Wollumbyre Tavern.
Yeah.
On Tuesday in particular, the water had risen basically past the roof. Heartbreaking.
To me, it's especially, you know, hits close to home because I grew up in the next valley over in Yarramalong.
Yeah.
And when you... what's so astonishing is you know how high up from the river the Wollumbyre Tavern is.
Yeah.
And to the quantity of water to reach that high up is just blows your mind.
Mm, and it was just interesting how everyone really got behind the pub, to be honest. Because everyone was sharing the photos going, this is just...
It's one of the cornerstones of that community because there isn't a lot of services, shops, et cetera, in Wollumbyre. Yeah. It's a pretty tight-knit community, but also it doesn't, because it's quite small, they don't have a lot of things. So that tavern, it brings a lot of tourism in as well to the town. It's been known, it's famous for a long, long time, and people that pass through stop there and stop in the town because of that often. Yeah. So it's like so important to that community.
Yep.
What to see it go underwater like that is... It just breaks your heart.
A lot of people have been sharing the images on social media. Wanted to get an update from the public and Chris Brooks from the Wollumbyre Tavern.
The Novos.
And social media has been inundated with photos of all the catastrophic floods that we're experiencing right now.
All around the region.
Not to mention some of these floods are the worst that we've had in decades.
Yeah, and 50 years, 70 years. Sometimes they're not even sure if it's ever been this big in some places.
Yeah, so even more than that. And one of the photos in particular that's being shared is from Wollumbyre Tavern because it's basically the waterline up to the roof and people are just realising how serious this situation is. We've got the publican from Wollumbyre Tavern on the phone right now, Chris Brooks. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing good. Now, how are you, first of all? Are you keeping safe? Are you keeping dry?
Oh, no, we're fine. I live about 1 kilometre from the pub, and I'm high up on the hill, so I'm dry, but I can't drive there because the road's flooded.
No, obviously, yeah. If it's flooded, forget it. Just always remember that, yeah.
Exactly.
So, Chris, how's the community support been? Because I've said this before, I just grew up the next valley over in Yarramalong, basically, and...
Right.
I know that these places like the pub in town are so important to the community. How's the community support been for you guys?
Oh, look, it's fantastic. You know, it's one of the great things about living in a small country town is the community. You know, I grew up in Sydney and you don't know your next door neighbours. Here, you know everyone.
Yeah.
We've had people got offers of support coming in from everywhere. I know when we get down there. We're going to get down there this morning and have a bit of a look, but when we get down there, there'll be people, as soon as people can get out, the biggest problem here is everyone's flooded in to the house. So there's only a few people who actually live right in the centre of the village, but they've taken all those photos, you know, I haven't been able to get down there.
So, well, I've seen one of the photos you put up this morning where you can see the doors now, which is great.
Yes. No, we can, and we're planning on going down very soon. We've got a trek across country a bit, climb across a log over a creek to get there. But we went yesterday afternoon when it was still about a metre above the floor.
But now
we're going down soon and we can start to assess. But there's really not a lot we can do until we can get down there with some tools and stuff, so shovels and things.
Yeah, absolutely. And try and, I don't know, begin the process. What are you guys... I guess once you see the damage, you'll be able to assess a bit more. But do you have, like, a bit of an action plan as to what the next steps are?
Oh, look, I know I've lost all my stock because we did raise it above the bar level, but it's gone. Because bar level was 2007. This is the second biggest flood. I know, heard you saying about the size of floods. This is the second biggest one since 1949.
Yes.
So we've lost all the stock. So that'll be all, like, when I say stock, all the food, all the packaged beer and stuff. So
Not the beer, Chris.
I know, the kegs will be all right.
Oh, that's all right then.
They're sealed.
So off the back of this, is there anything the community can really do to help you recover from this as well when you get back on your feet?
Oh, just come and support. You know, we're a tourism-driven little village.
Yeah.
You know, without the tourists, pretty much the village probably wouldn't survive.
Yeah.
And that might be a bit harsh, but...
That's the reality of it, though. When these with these small towns, unless you know, there are people that work remotely and stuff like that. But aside from that, getting that tourism in there for your wine that you grow there and that sort of thing is just absolutely essential. The markets there and everything. So as soon as you guys are ready to reopen, we're going to stand behind you and let everyone know and make sure as many people get down there as possible, because you guys really, really do deserve the support.
Yeah, especially after everything that's happened. What's the best thing on the menu for when we come out and have a feed?
The schnitzel.
Everyone loves a schnitzel. You can't go wrong with that.
Thank you so much, Chris Brooks from Well and My Tavern. We're sending you our love, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much. Oh, what a sweetheart.
Lovely guy. And, yeah, our thoughts, with everyone that's going through it at the moment, because it is everywhere.
When you get a chance and when they're back reopened, check out Wollongong Tavern.
It's a beautiful drive out there. It is absolutely stunning. Now, next, something that we're trying to do locally here, and it couldn't be more poignant than is what's happening right now, is our food drive. And we're going to chat a bit more about that next and a bit of an update as to how it's all going. And just a quick reminder before we go to the news about our food drive. We're trying to gather as much food, sanitary items, deodorant, snacks, etc., to give to these little local food pantries that are scattered around our region. We've done one refill already out of Stockton.
Two. One in Hamilton, one in Stockton.
And the boxes are getting pretty full, which is awesome, but there's a lot of people who are going to need a lot of help in the next, coming weeks.
Absolutely.
So if you can, please drop off some food, couple of bags of groceries to our new FM studios. It's that simple. There's a box out the front in the reception. Just throw it in.
Well, it doesn't matter how much, really.
No, exactly.
It could be just a couple of cans of baked beans. We'd be really thankful, and someone else would be really thankful as well.
Yeah, so just a reminder to do that. Get as much in as you can. We're wrapping it up Friday.
Exactly. Tomorrow, yeah. Wow, that's been a quick week, hasn't it?
I know. It has flown past.
Yeah, heading to the newsroom next. The Novos. We're talking on 13, 10 and 9. Are you a little bit weird, or it's completely normal to be a full-grown adult who loves a glass of milk? I froth it. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I think it's a bit weird. Before we get to calls, Jackson, what are your thoughts on this?
I know his thoughts already.
Do you?
He hates it.
My partner does the milk thing, and I think it's so disgusting.
I do tell you behind the scenes that when I'm hungover, I love a glass of milk. I don't know why. It helps.
Julie on 13, 10 and 9, do you drink milk as a fully grown adult?
Absolutely.
Really? Yes. How much, or what's your situation?
Yeah, whenever I can. I just love it. There's nothing better than a nice cold glass of full cream milk.
See? Beautiful. Oh, so you're full cream, so you're not like oat milk or anything like that. You're like the OG.
No. The genuine stuff.
Yes, Julie. I love that. All right, one vote for milk. Let's go to Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn.
How you going?
Good, mate. Now, do you enjoy a good glass of milk?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, he does. Uh-huh.
I actually had a big chug of it yesterday with lunch.
Did you? With
there
lunch?
You
it seems so heavy, though, isn't it?
How good, Vaughn. Thank you very much. So, what kind of milk are we going for? We're going for full cream? We're going for skim?
Full cream.
That's the way to do it. See?
Vaughn isn't mucking around.
All right, let's have a look at
this. I think he's a bit strange.
No, see, that's 2 out of 2, though, Creeper. Let's go to the Instagram story, @thenovos_, if you want to have your say. It's in the story. Let's have a look at the votes.
What are people saying? Do they love it more?
Oh, no. 67% saying absolutely not.
Yes.
33% saying yes.
A couple of vocal people call up. Most people are saying no.
We'll follow up at the end of the show. But the callers who are calling the show agree with the glass of milk.
Vaughn and Julie and you can all go to like a little milk bar and hang out together.
Oh, yes. Maybe get a malt milkshake.
No, just a plain glass of milk, thanks.
You know what? They serve it in those metal cups as well, so it'd be extra cold. Oh, delicious.
Just odd is what I'm saying. What's the goss up next with Jackson? What's on the way?
Big money news for Riri, and I don't know if you've seen this, but Venus Williams has clapped back at a reporter for comparing her to her sister.
No.
And it's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name
with Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, Jackson, Rihanna's getting paid big time. What's happened there?
Yeah, so Forbes has come out. They've kicked Kylie Jenner out of the top spot. Riri now the youngest self-made real billionaire.
Wow. Oh, so why did she get knocked out?
Well, Kylie Jenner was estimated to be a billionaire, but is now only estimated at about $600 million. Okay. There was that controversy where they said they inflated the funds of Kylie Cosmetics to just win the top spot. So,
okay, I thought, I'm like, what the hell happened there?
Jesus. Yeah, so Riri's got that Fenty Beauty, which has now pushed her into the billionaire status, which means she's America's youngest self-made billionaire, which is pretty cool. That's like a lot of dice.
I go to Sephora and sometimes I've like played with the foundation. It feels luxe.
That's why she's making so much money from it.
Also, because she's very inclusive with like the shades and the colours and all that kind of stuff, there's 50 different foundation shades of Fenty.
50 shades of Fenty.
50 shades of Fenty.
They're messing around, are they?
I don't want to know her billionaire status. I want to know her baby's name. I want to see a photo of it. Like, why are you staying so tight-lipped?
Everyone wants... That's probably the... That would be one of the most valuable paparazzi shots available in the world.
Now, I've got two theories, right? Mm. She's just taking the private road, which I doubt, or it's an ugly baby.
There's no way in hell Rihanna's baby's going to be an ugly baby.
I don't think she's a stunner. And ASAP Rocky as well, together, surely it's a pretty good-looking baby.
Yeah,
I think
it's
a privacy thing.
Two hot parents don't always make a good-looking child.
I have heard that.
The two uggos that make, like, the models, you know what I mean?
The funny thing is, though, because I was thinking that maybe she's doing this for the money. Maybe she's not revealing photos and names and all that kind of stuff.
No way. But the thing is,
if she's a billionaire,
she doesn't need
the money.
No. It's a privacy thing. I'm calling that. I think that's what it is. She just is going down this private route and, you know, eventually we'll see this kid, but we'll be like seven and we'll go, oh, that's right, Rihanna has a kid.
Yeah.
Who knew all this time?
She'll probably have another one before we even see the first one.
I reckon that's what will happen.
But she's a billionaire. That blows my mind.
Astonishing stuff it is.
But you know what, Rihanna? All I'm saying is, I know you're a mum. I know you got Fenty. Release some bloody new music, but we're done.
That'll never happen.
We're waiting.
Waking up with Megan Crevo.
Do not mix this with alcohol. And what do they do? Jager bomb.
De Novo's.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as UFM.
And right after us, 105 commercial free with Jackson. What's on the way?
A bit of Bay who's back.
Oh,
yes,
brilliant.
Are we loving Beyonce's new stuff? Sorry, I just got distracted by Beyonce.
It is good, but this is better.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
lie.
Okay. All right, you're with everyone else. Pink, the big old party starter, is coming up. Also, too.
I'm a little obsessed with this.
You love this, Meg. You were saying yesterday.
See, that shocks me that you like a remake.
I love remakes. I've always loved remakes.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Love
the neck
remake.
Looks really long in the album art for this.
Really?
I think Andy Shark just does have a long neck in general. Now I think about it.
I liked her on Celebrity Apprentice. That turned me on to, like, Amy Shark.
I was going to say, I thought you were about to say that turned you on.
No,
like,
sorry.
Really,
I realised that my word choice was very bad. But I've always just thought she's a little bit like Debbie Downer. Like, do you know what I mean?
Seen her a couple of times live and she's been really great. So,
yeah.
Good on Amy
she
Shark.
She just needs to ditch
that
hairdo.
And the Adidas.
And the backpack.
Yeah.
Get out of school, darling. You're like 40.
All I'm doing now is Googling Amy Shark and looking at the length of her neck. Does she have a long neck or not? I feel like that's something we need to solve.
We'll get into that next. It's a Newcastle's only blog of ad-free music coming your way after 9 o'clock this morning. Now, earlier this week, Crevo, we did the poll about Maxi Bonds because... It's apparently a controversy on how you eat a Maxi Bond.
Well, in my mind, there's no doubt about it. It's got to be the chocolate end first, then the biscuits.
See, I had the thing I have to eat the biscuit end first because I don't like the biscuits, but apparently I'm in the minority. However, there has been an update to this situation that I want to get into on the other side of this because apparently people have been listening to you, Crevo.
This is what I've been saying for ages. They need to listen to me more.
Well, they do. They've listened to you and something has been released by the people who make Maxi Bonds. I think it's Peters.
Probably.
I think it's Peters. Yeah. We'll get into it on the other side of these. Linkin Park, What I've Done on 105.3 New FM. You're with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Cloudy and rainy today. Tops of 19 degrees in Newcastle, Maitland and the Valley. It's 8:38. Good morning.
The Novos. What you gonna do with that dessert?
can't believe this, Creeper. We had the argument on air a couple of days ago. Unfortunately, everyone seemed to be on your side apart from one caller.
Yeah.
The Maxi Bon situation, apparently you eat the chocolate side
first. Of course you do. Otherwise, it melts in your hand. And also, no. The biscuit is the best part. You want to save it for last, you're absolutely mad.
The biscuit is subpar. This is what went down the other day, though. The biscuit in particular for a Maxi Bon isn't the best. Let's be real. Are you going to have a Maxi Bon biscuit ever by itself? Probably not.
I wish it was all biscuit. That's what I wish.
Now, Crevo, what's happened?
This is amazing. Maxi Bon have been listening to us and they're making a double-ended biscuit Maxi Bon.
Now, this is the thing. They do make the knockoff Maxi Bon, right? Like the Woolies brand one with just biscuit.
Yeah, but that's not the real deal. That's some junky copy, right?
Oh, you keep that. Woolworths ice cream is delicious.
Maybe. But it's nothing compared to the real deal. And now they've got one that's double biscuit. It's literally biscuit on both ends. I can't believe they listened to us and they've taken our advice.
Do you know what I actually had the other day, speaking of these like ice cream sandwiches, there's a Magnum version of it now.
Oh, that's just the try hard version.
But let's be real, Magnum ice cream is delicious.
It is pretty good, but there's no beating the original Maxi Bon, and now it's double biscuit.
So you're going to be heading to the local 7-Eleven for sure, picking up a Maxi Bon.
Yeah, I can't wait. Biscuit on both ends. They've finally solved the problem.
You can't call it a Maxi Bon then. The whole point of it is there's two separate, distinct, like, textures of a Maxi Bon. This is not a real Maxi Bon.
Sorted it out. This is
Maxi Bon Light.
It's the real deal, and it's been fixed. The problem has been solved.
Well, they listened to you, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
that they did.
You're happy, aren't you?
Totally, completely.
You look so bloody smug right now, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, because I was right. And proven by the company itself.
Can't believe you. Anyway, when it comes out, we'll let you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And Crevo's going to stock up his freezer full of Maxi Bon, fake Maxi Bon is what I'm going to call it. Okay. It's not a real Maxi Bon. The Novos.
All right, so before we wrap up the show, a few things here. The first one is a little bit early we were talking about, are you an adult that still drinks milk by the glass? And I was like, no one's doing that. How gross. I mean, a bit in your coffee, fine. You need milk for a recipe, okay.
Mm.
But if you're an adult, it's not a drink to be had,
it's
in my
delicious opinion.
You love it, though. You're absolutely gangbusters for it.
100% of the callers agreed. Just
yeah,
putting it out there.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But we did put this on our Instagram for a little bit more, I guess, a broader selection of the community. See what they think. And at the moment, it's the no's have it at 53%. 47% people still love it, though.
The only issue there is, Crevo, I'm looking at who voted.
Mm.
For some reason, the Novo's account have voted no.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that doesn't count. So if we go back
Meg. Okay, this is what I will say before you get too defensive and upset about this.
Leave my milk alone.
2 out of 3, Jackson and myself, say no. So technically we are a no.
We need a Jess on this. Jess would agree with me.
Oh, I doubt it.
100%.
She's not like that.
Hey, before we get out of here, just a reminder of the Novos Food Drive.
Yes.
Closes tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're collecting non-perishables to stock free pantries right across Newcastle and the Hunter. We've stocked a couple already. We want to get into it a little bit more. So if you've got spare couple of bucks while you're doing your groceries, grab some canned goods, noodles, and maybe some treats.
Even some in-date things at home that you're not going to eat, or you think, oh, I'm not really into that anymore.
You bought yourself a couple of soups when they were on special and you realise, I don't really like those.
Yeah, there's people that will really appreciate every little bit helps.
Absolutely. The drop-off point is our Sandgate Studios, so come and do it. The rain has stopped a little bit for now, so if you've got the chance and you obviously not going to drive through floodwaters to do it.
No.
Don't be silly. We're going to keep you up to date all day as well with any flood situations across Newcastle and the Hunter. But of course, 105 minutes commercial free up next with Jackson.
Yo. Camila and Ed Sheeran.
You know how I hated this when it came out?
You love it now, don't you?
I don't love it, but it's grown.
No, it's definitely.
The stain is no longer there.
It's so brilliant. It could be a cash track as well, so it could score you money. Always good. Carly Rae Jepsen as well. And I love this. new stuff from Posty.
Yes, and Doja.
Doja.
The Postmaster is here.
Yes, he is. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off for you next. Have a great Thursday, guys. We'll catch you later.
See ya.
Bye.